نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 13th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1447, and tomorrow night will be the 14th, and it will be the full moon, Laylatul Badr. So you should look at the moon, the waxing and the waning of the moon as well. All this a kudrat ka karishma, the signs of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's majesty, authority, sovereignty. We are here in Masjid An-Nur, in Ashable, in Durban, for our foreign listeners and others who don't know South Africa too well. So let's make that our starting point, Masjid An-Nur. What does Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teach us about Nur in the Noble Quran? Allahu Nuru Samawati Wal Ard. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is the nur, the radiance, the effulgence in the heavens, in the sky, celestial creation, and in the land and sand and terrestrial creation. You look at the sun, you look at the moon, you see the stars, and you see on the land and sand, you see your gardens, you see your oceans, you see your landscapes in your garden and what have you. All this showing you, when the rain comes and the kaleidoscope of colors appear, who is doing all that? Which scientist, which farmer, which professor? Who is Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Indeed, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the Noor. Just now Qari Sahib read beautiful Qirat and beautiful Naat Sharif. Sirajam Munira. Allah Azza wa Jalla called the sun Siraja. But for Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Sirajam Munira. That Noor will continue, and you can see how many people are embracing Islam in different cities, countries and continents daily. What is the Quran Sharif? وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. The Quran Sharif is Noor, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. I just entered this masjid, the small Abu Huraira. He ran, I know why he ran. That you want to read, you see. So I say, don't worry, you'll read, you see. So it's a big shot, wherever he comes, he says, I want to read. See, Allah gave him so much love of Quran. Inshallah, when we're not here in this world, he'll become Abu Huraira, the Sheikh ul Hadith of South Africa. Hey, why are you sleeping? Say, Ameen. Huh? So, I mean, God for you, you sleep here. So you must remember the see children, how much love they got, mashallah. He was waiting for me there. I said, don't worry, I'll call you in front. So brothers, Quran Sharif is Noor. See in our continent what happened. So you must remember, they never embraced Islam as yet. They were not Muslims, but they were crying. Chapter 5, verse 83. Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is reading Surah Maryam. Surah Maryam, remember, is in the Quran Sharif. And it is chapter number 19, and it has 98 verses. And when he read about Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam and Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam's name, Nami Ismi Grami, is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, her honorable name is mentioned 34 times in the Quran. They're not Muslim brothers. Me and you are born Muslim. Chapter 5, verse 83, the beginning of the seven Jews, the seven Subara. Allah is describing the scene happening here in Habasha, Ethiopia. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ. When he, Ja'far radiallahu anhu, recited Surah Maryam, then when they heard what was revealed to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you see the tears were rolling down. Because now they saw the truth and they embraced the truth. Because the haqq has dawned upon them. يقولون ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا ما شاهدين. Ya Allah, make us amongst the people who have brought iman. You're not sahabi, it's not tabi'i. You call that the special name Mukhadrami. Mukhadrami means those people who lived in the time of Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu's time, but they did not meet the Master alayhi salam, nor did they see him Sallallahu alayhi salam. So see how honorable these people were. Right in our continent, me and you, not once we cried when hearing the Quran or reciting the Quran. These people were not Muslim, but they were crying already. And then they embraced Islam. So that is the Noor, my brothers. And then who are you, brother, sister? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّي. Whosoever Almighty Allah Jalla Wala opened his heart, his bosom, the Noor entered. I don't know all the Imams now. So remember every rakat the Imam reads, we read on our own. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. It is that Noor, that radiance, that effulgence that enter the inner recesses of our heart. We want it must be enhanced all the time. You see your smart cars are there, you got dim lights, then you got bright lights, then you got fog lights, then you got intelligent lights. 101 gadgets you got. So this heart has to be saturated with the Noor, with the Hidayat, so we can draw a distinction, dichotomy between Haqq and Batil, between truth and falsehood. So that is the secret of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Thereafter, whatever you see today, whether it is in Sudan, whether in Kashmir, whether in Gaza al-Mubarakah, whether in Afghanistan or Iraq or any part of the world, Almighty Allah speaks of it. That is Quran. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, whose long hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا يَشْبَغُ مِنْهُ الْأُلَمَاءُ. If you are a true scholar, you will never ever be satisfied that no, I got all the knowledge. It can't be. The Quran Sharif is Kalamullahi Ta'ala. Every day we must look and learn what does the Quran say of this verse and so forth. We need to become the ashiq and the lover of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. I don't know how many of you met Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah. He visited South Africa in the 60s. He passed away on the 10th of Shawwal 1976. We met him several times. We studied in his madrasa. He wrote one piyara jumla in his Ma'ariful Quran. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood. The aim is not just to finish the Quran Sharif. The aim is to finish our life in the khidmah and service of the Quran Kareem, the Sunnah Mubarakah and Islam. So that should be our aim and our objective. What is Almighty Allah telling us? Today, my brothers, sisters, children, is day 700. You heard of Hurairah? How many days?
7.
You must be awake, don't sleep, you know? So you must remember 700 day in Gaza today. And the American and the Jutlas and all, you know Jutla?
Jew,
yeah, that's right. So I think they'll include that word in the dictionary, Jutla, inshallah. So then you'll think of me, inshallah. So the Jutlas and these Americans and them, they even changed the portfolio in Washington and in America. No more remember that the Department of Defense, they call it Department of War, W-A-R. So they want more and more words. So Allah is teaching us about that in the Quran. Quran is loving book, my brothers and sisters, for all time, all places, all circumstances. Chapter 61, verse number 8. Yuriduna, yuriduna. Their intention now and in the future, liyutfi'u nur Allah. They want to extinguish the nur of Allah. They want to extinguish Islam, bi afwahihim. There's a whole nur of Allah, they are mass media. What but media they have? We small little chinga, what can we do? But we are threat to them, so they record us. Even now they're recording us. Yuriduna liyutfi'u nur Allah bi afwahihim. But what Allah says for me and you, O Muslim, whether you're in any city, country, continent, this is inspiration, motivation. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. Allah Jalla wala will let that nur of his, that radiance of his, that effulgence and Islam of his, Allah will spread it across the entire world and Islam will prevail and everything else will fall and perish. Jaa al-haqqu wa zaqa al-batil. The truth has come, and see today, you can see it. You see that the non-Muslims, the flotilla, 50 plus ships are gone from South Africa, 10 brothers who died in the Humvee, but they are gone from Pakistan and from here. But majority non-Muslims, and they are dicing with death if you look at it. These Jutlas already sending drones and all that. There's still many days for them to reach Gaza al-Mubarakah, but they want to intimidate them and so forth. What you want to come here and break the siege? But you see today 80%, 90% of the world has turned in favor of Hamas, have turned in favor of Palestine, and they say the Jutlas are the biggest terrorists. They are the murderers, they are the baby killers, they are the war criminals, and so forth and so on. So Allah has his own system, my brothers. Never ever become disillusioned and never lose hope. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Chapter 39, verse 53. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah. The first introduction, my topic is something else. We are here for Rabi'ul Awwal and different topics the past few days. So tonight our topic is Wafatun Nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the demise of the Master alayhi salatu wa sallam. So even the demise, there are so many lessons for me and you to learn. Come to the last week of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hayat al-tayyibah, the Mubarak life. So it was, you must remember, towards the ending of Safar, then the Master alayhi salatu salam fell sick. Then the sickness and death increased. And then the Master alayhi salatu salam found it difficult to go for salat. And then the Master alayhi salatu salam would go. Sahaba would hold Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the Master alayhi salam would go. One day he, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, felt so much pain. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha saw this on the beloved father. She was the only child, all the other children had passed away. And she said, Wa karba, how much pain you are experiencing, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Abati. Oh my beloved father, he Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Laysa ala abiki karbun ba'd al-yawm. Very soon your father will leave and there won't be any pain then. Already the realization came. Then the Master alayhi salatu salam would ask, Aina ana ghadan? Aina ana ghadan? Where will I be tomorrow? Where will I be tomorrow? So all the Azwaj Mutahharat, there were 9 at that time, 2 honorable spouses of the Master alayhi salatu salam passed away during the lifetime of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra, she is buried there in Mualla. Your brothers must learn proper pronunciation. You make mala mala. You know what is mala mala? In Afrikaans, mala mala means you little bit zigzag. You understand? I say mal of what? But you Africa, you Durban guys don't know Afrikaans, most of you. I was saying mala mala. So I asked them, mal of what? You understand? She says, Mualla. Makkah is at the slope like this. Go study the book Wafa ul Wafa. On the occasion of Miladul Nabi al Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the jinnat came and they went there by Hajun. They went there at the area of Mualla, and from there they started reciting the poetry. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Milad Mubarak auspicious birth just took place, and they reading and they said, فَأَكْرِمْ بِمَوْلُودٍ وَوَالِدِهِ. You the people, you must show respect and honor to the baby Mustafa rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the honorable mother, father, all are included in there. Imagine the jinnat the day the Master alayhi salam Milad Mubarak is taking place, where they are announcing it in Hajun, there in Mualla. So Mualla is the upper region, and then when you come down, then there where your misfala, there's where your, all your hotels are, Zamzam, Hilton and so forth and so on. So you should know all these things. So Sayyidah Khadijah al-Kubra was the only wife, remember that. 25 years and few days and months. When she passed away, the Master alayhi salam so said, one day Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha and honorable wife, they made something. The Master alayhi salatu salam started speaking about Sayyidah Khadija. So she said, Siddhida Aisha, but we are here also, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See a hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Siddiqah bint Siddiq, Siddiqi Ladli, Siddiqi Beti, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable wife. She believed in me when everybody rejected me. She's the first person to embrace Islam alal itlaq. Men, women, children, adult, whatever you want. Siddiqah, Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha. She believed in me when all rejected me. She gave all her wealth to me to say, carry on. I'm a very wealthy woman and I'll give it to you. She is the one who's the mother of my children, six children. And the hadith concludes, إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ وَكَانَتْ أَوْ Aisha. She was unique and unique. But this ummah today, when you announce in Makkah, let us go visit the grave Mubarak of Sayyidah Khadijah al-Kubra, very few brothers will come. This is very far and so forth. How can we forget the ihsan of Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidah Khadijah al-Kubra radiallahu anha. Sayyidah Zainab binti Khuzaima radiallahu anha passes away in Medina Munawwara, and she is buried in Baqi. So these are the two honorable wives who passed away during the lifetime of the Master alayhi salam. Here there are nine wives, and the Master alayhi salam is saying, Aina ana ghadan, Aina ana ghadan. They all agreed and they reached consensus. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wants to go to the house of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. And then they took the Master alayhi salatu salam there. So the Master alayhi salatu salam saw Sayyidah Hassan, Sayyidah Hussein, kissed them, his beloved Nawasa, embraced them, gave advices to the honorable wives, gave advices to Sahaba, all them. The last Thursday came and the Master alayhi salam said, bring some pen and paper and I will dictate something. لَن تَدِلُّ بَعْدَهُ abada. You will never ever go astray after that. But then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who said, we have the Quran Sharif and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so ill, why must we give so much taklif? So anyway, then some Sahaba said, give, some said no. Then the Master alayhi wa sallam said, kumu andi. Hadith in Muslim Sharif, Bukhari Sharif, you'll find. That night, understand brothers and sisters, Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, what happens that night, Laylatul Jumu'ah after Maghrib, what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to dictate that night after Maghrib, the Master alayhi salatu salam carried it out practically and physically. Therefore, if the Taymiyyah, Shaykhul Islam and them say that that is exactly the same thing which Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa wanted to dictate. What did the Master alayhi salam say? Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. Tell Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, that he must be my the imam on my musalla. Mother Aisha came, she said, Ya Rasulullah, my father is Raqiq al-Qalb, he will stand on the musalla, he'll be crying. Thrice or so she came, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, you want to become in la kunna la sawahibu Yusuf? The women in time of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam gave wrong mashura and upside down things. They said, you want to give wrong things? Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. Now, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu made Imam at Thursday night Isha, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all five salats. Monday morning, remember he performed imamat. The Master alayhi salam saw, and Sahaba saw the Chihrai Anwar, the Wajah Anwar, the Mubarak countenance of the Master alayhi salam for the last time. They were elated, delighted, and they thought now is the path to recovery. But alas, it was the last time they saw the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. Then what happens, you must remember that Monday morning at the time of duha, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam is in a lot of pain. فَإِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ سَكَرَاتِ Maut hai sakarat. You see, when a person is drunk, intoxicated, you call that also Sukran, Sukara. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la taqrabu salata wa antum sukara. Don't come near the salat and near the masjid when you are in that state of intoxication and drunk and so. You see, sometimes Allah forbid our brothers, they come with a cigarette, you know. You don't know, maybe it took a thought also, you know. So vaping and bala things today, you know, we don't even understand. Sometimes maybe just one drug also, or sometimes this. So you mustn't come to salat then in that condition. Quran is saying. So I want to analyze the word sukara, sukran, all that. It means you're losing control. When the time comes for death, male, female, adult, child, everyone has to go through it. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ So everyone. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the precedent for humanity and posterity. O Ummah, learn this dua. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Open Tirmidhi Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, you'll find. Oh Almighty Allah, help me against the pains and pangs of death. Oh Muslims, understand this, there must be some medical doctor here and so forth, I'm sure about that. When you go to the clinic hospital and you will see people there, so you will see that they are perspiring here on their forehead, on their jabin in Arabic. Hadith in Bulughul Maram, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, hadith in various compilations. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a Muslim is in that sakarat and perspiration coming out, it is rahmah and mercy for him. And the same thing happened for a non-Muslim, Tom, Dick and Harry and Mary and what have you, and a non-Muslim, then remember it is punishment for them. So superficially it looks the same, but one side is rahmah and one side is zahma, is punishment. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, go read his life history. Hazrat Mohana Ali Miah, he's the one elder in the whole of India, Pakistan, he didn't visit South Africa. When I was in Newcastle, our principal, Hazrat Mohan Qasim Sema, showed me one letter. He wrote to Hazrat Ali Miah, Hazrat Mohan Abul Hassan in Nadwi. He invited him for the Jalsa. So he gave three reasons. He said, I can't come to your South Africa. One, aapke yaha to nasal paras to hukumat le. You're going to apartheid. He said, how can I come there? Mera zameer gawara nahi karta. My conscience and my heart don't allow. They say, second is when you all invite, then you want to dictate the terms. Go here, go here, go here, all these things. Main to ek bain al aqwami shakhs hu. I am an international person, and now you want to come dictate to me. I won't come, finish. And third one, they said that tabiat and all that also. So these were the reasons that he gave. But alhamdulillah, we met him there in Medina, met him in Karachi, met him in Lucknow, had meals with Hazrat. All that is our ustad also, he gave permission of hadith. I'll come to that inshallah in the ending. So my brothers, you must understand that what is sakarat. So we're all going to go through that one day, and we have to beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala to make the sakarat easy. When the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu salam came with the kurta of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, and then they went and put it there by his father, with the father Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, فَرْتَدَّ basira, and his vision was restored. He told his sons, you brought so much joy to me. I know my handsome Yusuf is alive, but I've got nothing to give you. But one dua I will make for you. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make your sakarat easy for you. Me and you as parents, as teachers, do we ever think of these type of things? Our life is what? Khana, peena, sona, pahana. You see? Just eat, drink, sleep, and visit the toilet. That's all. You see? Just get there. That way we make dua and we think we will. And if that night we see a dream, then we think we will yula. So think properly where we are going, brothers. Remember this. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sakarat is about to start now in our memory. You know I'm a pakka memory, right? That I think all of you know. I'll make all of your memory just now. What do you say, Abu Hurairah? You become memory. Read the dua. Pabandi ka memory banai ganu. You understood? Come read the dua and make all of your memory. Now you must read properly. Allahumma. See, they don't want to become Maimon. You won't enter Jannat if you're not Maimon. Why? Chapter 90, Surah 90, Surah Balad, verse 18. Ulaika ashabul Maimana. I came by plane. You can't enter the plane without the boarding pass. So how are you going to go Jannah? You need the boarding pass. The boarding pass will come in our right hand. Maimana means to get in the right hand. Nothing to do with Maimon language. Read now. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Oh Allah, grant me my book of deeds in my right hand. Ulaika ashabul maimana. We made all of your memons or not, Modi sir? So we must remember these things here. So that is what we want. So become the people who go direct entry into Jannah. You must remember that. So most, you see, in our memory we got a language, we got a term that I was there when my father passed away, mother passed away, brother passed away. So you say, manjopejo armanwo. This was the farewell advice my father gave. The question me and you should be asking, brothers, sisters, what were the farewell advices Mustafa Rasulullah gave all of us? Open Bukhari, you will find whole chapter on that. Babu ma jaa fi marad an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How the master alayhi salam departed. What farewell advices he gave. As-salah, as-salah. Today we're going for Umrah, tomorrow we're going for Umrah. Umrah is sunnat. But if you take a survey, you will find 60-70% of the people don't read Salat. So what Umrah is that when we're missing our first Salat? I'm asking you. You come into Transvaal, you still call it Transvaal. How many of us just by Alway Qaza? We take it so lightly. Sing properly, brothers. Hadar and suffer. Whether you're traveling, whether on the plane or on the train, whether in your hometown or whether you're traveling, there is no compromise. Some people think that they get married. Some people think that they get married. So then what will happen? After they get married, then Fajr Salat is half or is maaf. It's not half and it's not maaf also. You see that? So you understand these things here. So Salat, my brother. Why is Salat called Salat? As-silatu bayna al-abdi wa rabbi. It is the link, the connection between slave, servant and Almighty Allah. If there's no Salat, there's no connection with Almighty Allah. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. Over whom you have authority? You have authority over your wife. How are you treating your wife? Every day I'm getting complaints. I don't know who's the wife. I don't know who's the husband. But we know some of us, we don't treat our wives well. You saw that Mota. He sent us invitation. He said, I eat one for the price of two, or two for the price of one. You saw? So the one guy asked me on air, now this Mota is going to get married to two wives one time. So I was, who is going to start, Baji? So I said, simple. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us everything. When the master alayhi salam took the honorable wives, aqra'a bayna nisa'i, he made a raffle so he can just spin the coin, heads or tails, you know. And they say, you today, tomorrow. So I told the one Mehman guy, after 1 month, he walk over even now. He'll be walking in ruku. You Abu Hurairah must close your ears always. He's very big. All talk for big people always. So you must remember these kind of things. You understood? So brothers, understand. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. How we treat our employees? Be honest about it. Especially if he's not a non-Muslim and he's African. That is وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. how we treat our children. Every day, believe you me, I get issues regarding inheritance. Somebody wants to crook somebody. He wants to give one son more and deprive the daughter, or give the daughter more and deprive the son, or deprive the second wife and so forth. How we can do all these things? You know the wa'id, my brothers, the warning. Go read Surah 4, verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Almighty Allah states, if your inheritance is not done properly and you left this world, it's to do with death, post death. Then you went and you disobeyed Allah Jalla Wala. You disobeyed Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا, you went beyond the limit. يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Allah dispatches that person to Jahannam and the hellfire for a very, very long time. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. The ulama, praise and ask on Imam Ta'ala, azad the ulama. That when Allah uses the word عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, is normally reserved for non-Muslims. That a humiliating punishment awaits him. But when our inheritance is not done properly, this is what Allah is saying about Muslims. Think properly, my brothers. So number one, our salat, make that pledge today, whether I'm in hadar or in safar, whether I'm at home or I'm traveling, plane or train, I must read my salat. You know, I should travel so much, time zones and this and this and all. The people tell me, how many times you pray? You understand? One day I went from here to Dubai, Sao Paulo, you understand? Then I went to Bolivia. I first kept fast 22 hours. That lady told me, you little bit nuts, so what, you'll die just now. She just drink a little bit water, God also will understand. So you see, they nutcases themselves. You understood? They eat coconuts and they go a little bit nuts. You understand? And this type of thing. So where there's a will, there's a way. You must remember these things here. So make that pledge. I can't but salat. Whatever. See today. One brother met me, he said, you know the brother, he's very sick. The brother's name, Muhammad Parak. And he said, your Haji Bhai is very sick. So come, I'll come fetch you. I said, okay, you come. We went, Haji Imran Florence. I hope he's listening. 5 weeks he spent in hospital and he just came out, you know. So then we went and he felt very happy and so forth and so on. Whenever he used to see me, even Hajj time, he's crying, he's so happy, you know. So Allah gave him shifa. Now I come here to your Eshawar, my host is our Bilal Jeeva. You see, my neighbor here, you see, there's a young girl, Zainab, you see, Zainab? Surname Randeri. So Zainab, she got problem, this. I said, come, let's go. Before Maghrib, we went there to make dua. How many people are sick? What goes through the parents' mind? So brothers, we are the ummah. The people who are ill and sick, make dua for them. People who have passed away with iman, al-mawta kal-ghariq il-mutaghawis. You stay by the ocean, but you don't take the lesson of the ocean. When people have passed away, their example is like a person drowning and screaming and shouting for help. So that is, so sakarat. So when sakarat starts, a person loses control. When a person is intoxicated, he drives straight into the tree, he drives in the opposite side of the traffic, you know, accidents or. So that is sakarat, we lose control. So many people, so many things happen to them. That last moments, what did Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, O Ummah? As-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum, akhrijul yahud wan nasara min jaziratil arab. Expel the Jews and the Christians from the Arab Peninsula. Go study all the Muslim countries, Arab countries. They'll invite more Jutlas and more Christians and they'll kick us out. Today you go to most of the Arab countries, you think Tabligh Jamaat can work? If they know you Jamaat Tabligh, they lock you up. But all these gay characters, they can come. The guys, they don't know whether they Madam or Adam. They don't know whether they Eve or they Steve. Gender exchange, what then what, but they'll welcome them. And people want to do good. This is the halat of the ummah today, brothers. What are, this is our cradle. That is the place we're supposed to protect your most of them. But see, halat, how they have changed and so forth. So that is how Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was crying, left this world, ila al-rafiq al-a'la, ila al-rafiq al-a'la. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq is not there. He is in the awali of Medina. And then the news spread like wildfire. The Master alayhi salatu salam's demise has taken place. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu is jalali. And now he's delivering the khutbah. They could not accept one day the Master alayhi salam will leave this world. He said the Master alayhi salam will come back. Siddiq Akbar came and then he went straight to where the Master alayhi salatu salam was resting, meaning. And then in the house of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. There was a shawl, there was a blanket, a sheet. He removed it, kissed the Master alayhi salam on the Mubarak forehead and said, Tibta hayyo wa mayta, Ya Rasulullah, your life was so pure and your demise also is so pure. He entered the masjid and he told Sayyidina Umar, sit down, but Sayyidina Umar was busy. So then he read the verse, Wa ma Muhammadun illa Rasul, Qad khalat min qablihi Rusul. Sayyidina Umar Farooq, the genius of this ummah, what Umar said on the first, Allah sent from the earth, 22 times or so, go see Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti's work, Al-Itqan fi Ulum al-Quran. That Umar says, when he read, it was like this ayat only got revealed now, and then I realized 100% the Master alayhi salam has made parda and passed away. See Sahaba. How difficult it was for them. How difficult it was for Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. She is the Ladli, she is the Beti, only child of the Master alayhi salam. Her brothers all passed away in infancy. Her sisters passed away and she is left. Then she reads poetry mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Ya Abata Ajaba Rabbanda. Oh my beloved father, you have answered the call of Almighty Allah. Ya Abata Ajaba Rabbanda. Ya Abata Man Jannatul Firdausi Ma'wa. Oh my honorable father, Jannatul Firdaus is your place, Allah. Ya Rasulullah, oh my beloved father. Ya Abata Ajaba Rabbanda. Ya Abata Man Jannatul Firdausi Ma'wa. Ya Abata ila Jibreel Nan'a. Jibreel will come, we will tell him you have passed away. For us, the African lady, you Ummah, you are born in South Africa. You know what is apartheid. You should teach the world what Islam taught. When Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honorable mother passes away in Abwa, who took the Master alayhi salatu salam from Abwa to Makkah? Who? The lady, her name Baraka, her kunya Agdoman Umme Ayman, African lady. African lady. And she was the hadina. She had custody of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to meet her subsequently, would address her, Ummi ba'da Ummi. You are my mother after my biological mother, African lady. The demise of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam take place, open Muslim Sharif. She was crying so much. Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhuma, Shaykhain went to her and said, let us go to her house. We heard she's weeping, sobbing. They went and they said, Ya Umme Iman, is not the Master alayhi salam gone to a better place? She said, 100%. Then why you weep and cry so much? She said, I'm not crying only because the Master alayhi salam's demise took place. I'm crying and sobbing. إِنَّ الْوَحْيَ قَدِينْ قَطَعَ. While the Master alayhi salatu salam was physically in our midst, there was a link and connection between the arsh and the first, between the heavens and the earth. Now sahibul wahi, the recipient of wahi, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made parda and left this world, and now wahi also has stopped coming. So we are deprived of both. That's why I cry so much. Do you think we could have done that? I'm asking you. We what we worry, our father is not even buried, we are already fighting for the inheritance. How many incidents I know, that one Ferrari was there, that guy looked at his father's grave, father's body, one eye is there but another eye is in the Ferrari. Who will get the Ferrari? When they read Tarawih also, they don't read Tarawih, they make Ferraris. Abu Huraira, how you read Tarawih? Tarawih or Ferrari? Abu Huraira, Sheikh. So you must remember these kind of things, brothers. Pick lessons for us to learn. Thereafter, remember who gave ghusl, all that go open the seerah books, you must remember. How Siddiq Akbar was chosen and all that day in Saqifah Bani Sa'idah. I want to bring you to another lesson here. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Death is something even the atheist will accept. He knows it's inevitable. We all have come here and to leave this world, right? Therefore, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Aksiru zikra hazimil lazzat. Remember abundantly that we destroy the pleasures, the clothes we wear, the cars we drive, the places we stay. The kings also couldn't dream about it. The small lady Abu Huraira also knows how to use a cell phone. You got cell phone? See, he's laughing, he got cell phone. What you do with a cell phone? Send emails to the females. So you must remember this type of thing. You see that? So you must remember. Which king 100 years ago dreamt of a cell phone? I'm asking you. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ. We in South Africa are living, you don't know what is war. You don't know what is abject poverty. Ask us who have traveled the world and we went here and there. And you see halat, see what's happening in Gaza. So brothers, you need to understand these things here. Death comes suddenly, all the pleasures are finished. Piran Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawarallahu Marqadahu Barid in Baghdad. We went to his Mazar Sharif as well. In Ghunyatul Talibin, he teaches us a lesson. وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْهُولُ وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. How many kafan and shroud are washed every day, O Muslim? You hear on the radio how we announce all the time. But the person, me and you, who must go into that kafan and shroud, we're so busy with the market and the mall, must go to the mall and meet Paul. And today the shop's name also, Thursdays I go, you see I don't have hair also, you know. So I just go Kali Kali by the barber. I say it's after though, it's from India, you know. So I asked him, aaj ka rate kya hai? Because the whole day they busy with the rate, you know. And the shop's name is what? Hello Paisa. The shop's name also is Hello Paisa. You see, that is dunya. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْهُولُ وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. I give you this week's incident. Wednesday morning, Dr. Junaid Arbi is my cousin, is my friend, is my nephew, everything. About 8 o'clock, quarter past 8, he phoned me. So you know people, they know I like to joke. So then I can see Dr. Junaid. So he phones and I said, Dr. Junaid Arbi, Damat Barakatum, how are you? He started crying. He said, Shazia passed away. I said, what? 41 years old. You see her children, you see 12 years old, 14, 15 years old. Shock to the whole family, you see. Allah grant the Jannat al-Firdaus. So death comes any time, brothers. وَكَمْ مِنَ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. Her mother passed away 6 months ago. وَكَمْ مِنَ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug every day? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِسُرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. And we deceive for the occasions of joy and happiness. I took out my BMW. BMW means what, Abu Huraira? See, small lighting, he say, be my wife. He's not even Bali when he's speaking about be my wife. He hear the radio, you see. So you must remember this thing. That's why he sit in the first serve. He's learning new lines all the time, you see. This type of, the light is all sharpshooters. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِسُرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. I just pulled out my new Bentley, my new BMW. My son just got married. My daughter just got fixed. We get deceived with this. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person, you must remember, is smiling today. People ask me, what's your age? I say, I'm 70 already. Say, what? I say, Islamically, I'm more than 70. Ramadan, I was born, now we're already 6 months past Ramadan. So 70 years and 6 months Islamically, 68 English Gregorian calendar. Say, but you don't look. I say, no, my wife, she gives me nice acne. We promote the mehman guys. So they get happy. So I must remember this type of thing. So always thank Allah for all that. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. But when will we go? وَهُوَ أَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. O insan, O Muslim, very soon you will go away. What have we done to prepare? I give you one incident and then it's dua time. Hazrat Maulana Ali Mia Abul Hassan Ali Nadwi Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, listen to his story. And Sheikh was here in South Africa, I think he had a program in Durban also. Hazrat Maulana Qamru Zaman Sahib Hafizullah, more than 90 years old. So remember, he wrote a book, Mufakkir Islam, Hazrat Maulana Abul Hassan Nadwi. Every one of you who know Urdu should procure a copy. So in there also these incidents are written. Hazrat Ali Mia, 1999. I'm in Makkah. We used to go every with Allah's help. So, in the last 10 days, Friday, listen carefully. Friday, Ramadan, when I say Ali Mia, it means Abu Hassan Nadwi. Hazrat Ali Mia is reading Surah Yasin. He reaches that verse, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Give him glad tidings of forgiveness. Give him glad tidings of an honorable, magnificent risk and sustenance and reward in the year after. And then he collapses. He's fasting. It's Ramadan. He's reading Surah Yasin. It's the last 10 days of Ramadan. Take ghusl, everything was done in India and all that. After 2-3 days was 27 nights. I'm there in Makkah, no stories, I was there. 1999. Then Sheikh Abdullah Subayil and Sheikh Abu Hassan Nadwi, very good friends. So he read the Isha Salat and he was the chief, Ra'isul Haramein. So they announced that Salatul Janaza ala samahati Sheikh Abil Hassan Ali Nadwi. I started crying. That Arab person, they are way in Mas'a. Where you perform Tawaf is Mataf. Where you perform Sa'i is called Mas'a. If more than 2 million people buy his 27 nights in Makkah Mukarramah. So then I said, Ya Allah, what honor you gave this man. Friday, fasting, Surah Yasin, and then now we're going to read 2 million people plus. In Medina also they read on the 27 night. So why Allah gives such izzat to some people? You see, me and you, Maulana Naeem the Buzruk here, I'm thinking of myself, right? So you must remember, if the Saudi government, or the Emirates, or the Dubai, or the Jordan, or everywhere, Brunei, they call us and say that you won a prize, $1 million. What we will say about this? T-shirt does, they only give 1 million, but they give 2 million. What you'll do or not, to be honest about it. Me and you both in the same boat. So both of us in the same boat. So much remember. They were saying these guys want 1 million. They could have given another odd number, 3 million. How would I guess? Hazrat Ali Mia ne laat mar diya. He knew all these governments are tenpot dictators. Wallah, in this masjid, I'm telling you, he won $1 million. He never used $1. He gave it out to the Mujahideen. He gave it out to the poor people. He gave it out, I'm sure, the man's life in Lucknow and so forth. You must remember that. When you give dunya a kick, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. But what we said, bring more and more. You understand? Hal min mazid. See, the heart is saturated with the love of wealth. When somebody comes, for my daughter, I don't have children. The first question in your Maljibora Halataiba, how much bank balance you got? You know how it goes. They say the poor guy come with a Nissan Toyota, we'll make istikhara. They come with a Rolls Royce and Bentley and Cadillac and a smart works for it. So even our daughter, we did that. The whole thing rotates. See, brothers, it's a terrible way of working. So take lesson, and daily I conclude with the Quranic dua. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, let me pass away with perfect Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious people. And the dua of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day of our life, the day we come to meet you, our beloved Allah. Allah is pleased with us, we are pleased with Allah. So remember that death, when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved, had to leave this world. Innaka mayyitu wa inna mayyitun. So where are we going to escape? So think about that, and inshallah Allah ta'ala reward all the imams, all the trustees and all the musallis. And mashallah Allah ta'ala, I give you one more story. I see I got one time, 1 minute. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel, if you come here, we can't finish up without Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel. I entered the Kaaba in 2011 with Allah's fazl, Allah's grace. And I completed the Quran Sharif also in the Kaaba, last 10 surahs. So before that in Medina we met. Mawlana is not my direct teacher, but I have to respect him like my teacher. Twice he came to my hotel. I felt so ashamed, you know. So he told me, "Main teen martaba, we should speak Urdu. Main teen martaba aaya aapki talash ke liye." I said, "Hazrat, maaf kijiye, my mistake, you know." So I felt very guilty. So anyway, when I went inside, now the thought goes to your mind. Who must I make dua? So it just flashed in my mind, Mawlana Yunus Patel. So I made special dua for him. 25 minutes inside with Allah's help. In the card is written, Khamsa Daqaiq. I knew there's 5 minutes, he's talking a lot of nonsense. You know. I must go inside 5 minutes, they not so what these guys. You know. I must make a plan. So the Sheikh told me, just make long sajda, nobody will trouble you. I said, that's right now. Now you gave me the idea. So anyway, you must remember. So then we made dua for Hazrat, you see. Then we came out, this, that. Then I took Hazrat's number in Medina, then I phoned. Then I told him, Hazrat, some of the murids are here, you were there, I think. You were there, is it? When Hazrat passed away. Yeah. So you must remember that. So I phoned Hazrat, I said, Allah, Hazrat say, I went inside, and Bandana Abdullah with Wabiki says, Dak, yeah. He started crying, you know. Those murids were wondering what happened, like, I said, no, this. Then I was going to the airport. Then Hazrat, this is our last conversation. He told me I must make Jummah here. The first Jummah, Hazrat passed away Tuesday night, the Friday I was here, 2011. Long story short, I'm climbing the plane, then Hazrat phoned, he said, Maaf kijiyega, this is Mawlana Yunus Patel. Me and you, what we bother about this kind of thing? Hey, chalta rehta. So he said, Mujhe maaf kijiye. I said, Hazrat, what you talking? He said, no, you're going to come here to the masjid. Kaash ke main hota waha par, then we should have lunch together. You see. So make me maaf, we can't have lunch. What do you talk of lunch? He's having lunch in Jannat already. So that is Hazrat Mawlana. You got it? So don't mean Mawlana is not here. Now we forget Mawlana and forget the teachings of Mawlana. All Mawlana's khalifas and students and all that. We all his students, Hazrat's students. Every day we pray Hazrat's advices. So Allah Ta'ala give Hazrat also all our shuhada in Gaza and all the brothers and sisters who passed away with Iman. Daily make dua for them, and Allah make our khatima bil khair. Come, we make dua now inshallah, and all the radios are waiting to go back also. Make dua for Gaza also. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la uhsi thanaan alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma laka shukru kullu. Walaka alhamdu kullu. Walaka almulku kullu. Biyadika alkhair. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhabanna. Rabbana adhanamna أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين قال قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Whenever we make our own dua, say Ameen, Ameen, Ameen also, Allah Jalla Wala accept.